See, it's interesting to me that I make the statement publicly that the purpose of life is to enjoy it. And nobody disagrees. Nobody wants to argue with that. Nobody raises their hand and says, wait a minute, I have a different take on that. That's really amazing to me. Everybody agrees with that? Everybody feels that that rings true? Everybody accepts that, to some degree at least, that's makes sense?
When you said that, I was thinking you're talking about a different kind of enjoyment. There's a lot of different understandings enjoying life. It could be a very superficial, materialistic way. It could be in a non-materialistic way. Mm-hmm. That's, your understanding goes farther. I would like more to get about that, if you want to talk about that. What do you mean by enjoyment?
You just said it. You just said it.
Maybe I said it already, because, you know.
What I mean by enjoyment is real enjoyment. Not artificial, not pumped up, not
from the outside.
Grabbed somehow and wrestled to the ground.
Yeah.
But that enjoyment that is felt and experienced naturally, easily, effortlessly, and that is not a struggle to feel good, which most of the culture is engaged in, which is what TV is for, which is what parties are for, which is what alcohol is for, which is what all the ways that we distract ourselves from this moment and from ourselves is really designed for, and all of which is a search for enjoyment, a grabbing of enjoyment, an attempt to grab enjoyment, and all of which everybody senses deep down doesn't satisfy, doesn't bring real enjoyment. Now you can characterize that as the materialistic side, but you don't even have to go that far. Just, is it real enjoyment or not? And any intelligent person over the age of, let's say 25.
I thought you were going to say 40.
has some sense that there is such a thing as real enjoyment and there is such a thing as not so real, not so satisfying feeling that parades as enjoyment.
It's as she was talking, I was thinking of Donald Trump, who says, I'm thoroughly enjoying my life. The more real estate I build, the more I feel great. And I thought, well, maybe.
So I think, frankly, I think everybody in this room tonight understands completely what I mean by enjoyment. I don't think anybody, including you, has much confusion about it. The trick is, the dilemma is that we tend to not believe what we already know. We tend to not live it. We tend to not make it real for ourselves. So even though we know that there's such a thing as bogus enjoyment, forced enjoyment, we follow it anyway. We look for it anyway. We don't live as fully as we can what we really know. We settle for, we accept the bogus enjoyment and don't commit ourselves to the real enjoyment. But that's only until the day that we do. And that day is getting closer for you.